Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Deb Field, and we want to talk about the Municipal Clerk's Special Week. But good morning to you, Deb.
Good morning, LaVon. Glad to be with you this morning.
Thank you. Have you been celebrating all week? You know, your special week ends on May 7th.
No, I haven't, even though this is really the 47th annual Municipal Clerk's Week that's always held in the first week of May. It's one of those deals you don't really feel like self-promoting, I guess. But
and, you know, you come to work, you do your work, and, hey, it's, well, it's nice somebody declared it, but most of us don't know that and come in and say, we really appreciate what you all do. And that would be kind of nice if we'd say thank you when we come in. So, Deb, my very first question is, does every incorporated town and city in Iowa have to have a clerk?
Yes, it's required by state law that every city have a city clerk. They might not necessarily be called city clerks. It's just somebody has to do the duty. Somebody has to be the official keeper of the records.
Okay.
The city clerk's public servant is probably one of the oldest public service positions in time, because somebody had to keep the records even back to biblical times. But different cities have different, you know, they might be city clerk, they might be called administrative services, and they might be called clerk administrator. There's different job titles, but somebody has to do the job of a city clerk as far as main things, keeping the records.
Okay, and you know, that's my next question. We'll go into detail a little bit about, I don't know really what the city clerk is responsible for. I know that if I want to, I think this is where I come if I want to book the Senior Citizen Center. And, you know, there's certain things we know, but I'm sure there's a lot of things that you and people like you are responsible for. So expand a little on keeping records.
Well, it'd be all the financial records, of course, and then everything as far as even from, you know, one of my jobs is going to the city council meetings and preparing the minutes, and that's the official record because that's the history of the city. Those records are a permanent record. Even some of the documentation, the ordinances that are approved at city council meetings, that's a law for the city of Atlantic, and resolutions that cite maybe some different kinds of policies. Those are permanent records, so there's a retention manual that city clerks can use. Some records, like I said, are permanent. Some can be destroyed after 5 years, 7 years. Depends on the history of the record and the time frame. But city clerks in the, you know, depending on the size of the town, clerks do wear many hats. In some smaller towns, they may even once in a while go out and turn somebody's water off. I've heard those kind of stories. Fortunately, you don't get involved in that in Atlantic because we have a separate utility board that takes care of the electric and water. But every city is a little bit different as far as what the city clerks do. And yes, you mentioned the Senior Citizen Center. That's rented, you know, through this office as well as all, you know, the money comes through this office. You go to the swimming pool. You go to the library. Of course, the mainstream of money is the property taxes. We collect stormwater utility fees, the sewer use fees that are collected at Atlantic Municipal Utilities for us with their billing or, you know, then sent to us. So all the money runs through here. So it's always something going on.
Yeah, and a huge responsibility that, again, I think we perhaps don't appreciate what all is going on and how you really have to take care of all of us and all of our money. So it's a really big job, Deb. Let's talk a little bit about what is required. What kind of abilities do you think a person should have in order to be a person who fills these jobs?
I think one of the things, just because you work with numbers and budgets, you should be able to a little bit with numbers. I was appointed first. It was February 1st, 1982, so I just finished my 34th year and really didn't have any experience, obviously, coming in. I had some experiences being, well, the old former Valley Motors was right across the street here to the east, and that's where I started, and had a little bit of bookkeeping experience and accrual accounting, and although the city's on a cash accounting basis, but it helps to be able to work with numbers. Now and then you can get a certification. I've received my certification through the International Institute of Municipal Clerks, and that was back in, I think it was 1987, and then they changed that for you could get a designation for Master Municipal Clerk, and I received that in 2000. And then the state of Iowa, I'm on that board. I've been a past president of the was the Iowa Municipal Finance Officers Association. We decided to institute a program for clerks in Iowa so they didn't have to go through the international level. They could get through the Iowa. And back in, that was, I think, in, let's see, 1997 or so. And so then I got that certification. And really, the Master Municipal Clerk certification is, that's about as high as you can go as far as the international level. And like I said, I received that one in back in 2000. So to get those certifications, it takes, the experience plus the training and continuing training, which I go to a couple conferences every year in April and October. And you have to keep up on the laws and everything as far as everything changes.
Okay, yeah, and that's what I was going to ask. So you go to these conferences and you go through all this study. That has to take a lot of work. And this is, I'm thinking, Deb, kind of like going to college, when you go to these and get all of these certifications.
Yes, for the part of it was for the, when I started, like I said, in 82, that first year I went to 82, 83, and 40, I went up to Iowa State. They have the Iowa State Institute, and it puts you through classes, and you go through there. It's a week class for 3 years, and then you can continue coming back for a few days after that. But I went through that training, to get certified, you have to acquire so many points. And so, you can use that for education. You can use the gather points for experience, and even if you've had college courses that fall in line. So a lot of clerks, that's where they start out, is going to that institute at Iowa State that's a very well put on courses for basic training. And, of course, experience is what the main thing is over time, there seems like, every once in a while you'll get a question that you never have asked before. So you learn something every day, and it's always a challenge.
Well, that certainly has to make it more interesting, because for some of us who are not number people, we go, oh my, this would just be such a job. But when you love it, it really makes a difference. Now, you also said that you meet a couple times a year. I'm assuming that all of the municipal clerks are invited to attend these meetings?
Yes, these meetings are held in Des Moines, like I said, in the spring and April, and in the fall and October, and they're just continuing education, training of clerks. And there's approximately 950 cities in the state of Iowa, and we usually get a membership around 275 to 300, but it's pretty well trained, especially the smaller cities, where that's where they get a lot of their training. We also have what we call a ClerkNet that was, it's kind of a grapevine, so that all clerks, if you become a member of our state organization, they can put out questions, and other clerks will come back and answer questions for them. And that helps a little bit on your new clerks when there's a turnover, and they can come through there and ask questions. And I'm also a mentor in this area, so if there's towns that are having some issues or need some help, I've gone out several times and helped around this area.
We're visiting with Deb Field, and it is Municipal Clerks Week and ending May 7th. So we wanted to just talk a bit about what all the responsibilities are and what you have to do. I'm thinking when you go to these meetings, and then you mentioned this networking, sometimes, at least in my past experience, what you learn most is from each other.
That is true, networking with individuals, because they might have had something happen in their city that might be coming up into your another city, and so that's a lot of that networking. You might have, how did you handle this issue? A lot of the questions, RAGBRAI. RAGBRAI goes through a lot of the cities in the state, and there's different ordinances and different things they have to follow through for that RAGBRAI. A lot of people are, can I get your model ordinance the way you did this, or how did you handle this? And everybody has different ways of doing things, and your larger cities don't have the issues that your smaller cities have, and vice versa. So that networking and visiting with others can help a lot for finding out ways to do different things.
And in 34 years, just quickly, what's the biggest change? I put you on the spot here, Deb. You've had all this experience. Is there some kind of change that really stands out to you that's made a difference in your work?
I would say 1990, when we were computerized. Those first 8 years, everything was by hand. Can you imagine having to type W-2s, typing 100 W-2s, and everything, the postings? Right now we run about 47 funds, and being able to reconcile the books is a lot easier when you're on computer and just electronic. Now we get our money from the state is deposited electronically. You don't have checks, and so it's it's lot much that I think in computer, when we computerize, is a big, huge benefit.
Well, and it sounds like you're thinking of that positively. Technology is great when it works. Well, we want to thank you, Deb Field, for all of the work you do, and thanks to all the other clerks around Iowa. And again, you know, come in, say thank you to Deb and others who in your town, and end up the Municipal Clerks Week by saying thank you. And until next time, here's a thought. Either you run the day, or the day runs you.